Psalm 58. Preface. What the pious and faithful do in their office and calling is pleasing to God, however lowly their person and mean their labor may appear in the estimation of men. And what the wicked do is displeasing to God, however high their standing or great their undertakings. God will also prosper the labors of the pious, that they shall not be altogether in vain. But the designs of the wicked he will hinder, that their hand cannot perform their enterprise, or, if God suffers them to ride prosperously, it results in their own destruction. The groans of his poor, oppressed, and persecuted children God records in his book, and their every sigh he will repay on the heads of their drivers. The tears of the widow flow down her cheeks, but they cry to heaven against him who causes them to fall. Consider the Lord's judgments, and beware of harming Christ and his members, or be ready to fare as one touching the apple of God's eye. So David teaches in the 58th Psalm. David's complaint over the slanders of his enemies. To the chief musician, Altashkith, Mishtam of David. Do you indeed speak righteousness, O congregation? Do ye judge uprightly, O ye sons of men? Yea, in heart ye work wickedness, ye weigh the violence of your hands in the earth. The wicked are estranged from the womb, they go astray as soon as they are born, speaking lies. Their poison is like the poison of a serpent, they are like the deaf adder that stops her ear, which will not hearken to the voice of charmers, charming never so wisely. Break their teeth, O God, in their mouth. Break out the great teeth of the young lions, O Lord. Let them melt away as waters which run continually. When he bends his bow to shoot his arrows, let them be as cut in pieces. As a snail which melts, let every one of them pass away, like the untimely birth of a woman, that they may not see the sun. Before your pots can feel the thorns, he shall take them away as with a whirlwind, both living and in his wrath. The righteous shall rejoice when he sees the vengeance. He shall wash his feet in the blood of the wicked, so that a man shall say, verily, there is a reward for the righteous. Verily, he is a God that judges in the earth. Summary. In this psalm, David comforts his heart against the enemies of right and truth, who are hardened in their wickedness and in the error of their way. As an adder stops up her ear against the voice of the charmer, lest she be subdued by his charming, so the ungodly foreclose their hearts against the word of the Lord and will not be reproved, but rather lay plans to cause the pious to fall. Against them David comforts himself with five comparisons. Rushing waters come threatening destruction, but they soon flow away doing no harm. A bent bow looks dangerous, but the cord snapping, it is harmless. A snail protrudes its horns, but a grain of salt makes it melt. As an untimely birth disappoints the hopes of parents, so are the hopes of the wicked blasted. When they have reached their bounds, the wicked are carried away as a whirlwind, quicker than pots are heated over a fire of thorns. The proud proposes to accomplish great things, but God disposes, and it comes to naught. Prayer. Lord, who art the supreme judge over all the earth, thanks be unto thee, because thou judges equally and deals rightly with the children of men, abasing the wicked and exalting the pious. Teach us to trust thy providence, and whether we rest on beds of ease or must wade through water, grant us grace always to say, the Lord is good, and right are his ways. Amen.